Hey guys, it's Sammy
and Robbie
back again to tell you about another upcoming con.
And we're super excited about this one.
Mm-hmm. It's another Indiana one. This one is PopCon, Indie PopCon to be exact. And it's going to be in Indianapolis, again at the Convention Center.
Indiana Convention Center.
Right in downtown Indianapolis. And Robbie will be there April 26th through the 28th.
Yes. We were just at the Indiana Comic-Con, so if you missed us, you get a chance to meet us again at PopCon.
Yes, well, at least Robbie.
At least me. Ashley will be there.
Oh, yeah, Ashley will be there. That's an exciting thing.
Ashley will be there, so you get to meet a lot of us on the network.
Yeah, two-thirds.
Two-thirds of it, yes.
Yeah.
So if you're coming to the show, please stop by the Limitless Broadcasting booth. We're always excited to see you.
All right.
All I got.
Well, I guess we'll see you guys at the show.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Shall we begin?
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational show!
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan.
Dan. Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
And produced by Limitless Broadcasting.
Don't forget to check out all of our social media after the show. Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram.
See. So we are back to the future. Part two. After visiting 2015. So, you know, how many years ago is that? Five, six, nine years ago. Marty McFly must repeat his visit to 1955 to prevent disastrous changes to 1985 without interfering with his first trip. And they just totally skipped over the 2015 part. He's just like, oh, after visiting. Oh, a lot happened in 2015.
He just popped in there.
Yeah, just popped in real quick. That was like half of the movie. Of course, same director, Robert.
Zemeckis.
Thank you. And then writers, both the Bobs. And then, of course, Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Crispin Glover isn't in this one.
Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson, and I feel like I'm missing somebody. I don't think so. That might be it. Anyways. Oh, no. Yeah, that's it. Taglines. Getting back was only the beginning. Yeah. Synchronize your watches. The future's coming back. Roads. I'm going to let you do this one. Dan, the roads lie.
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
So good. Awesome. And then we're back is just one of them, which makes no sense, but okay. Do you remember the future? It's about time. I don't know.
They did better on the first one.
Yeah, first movie is better. This one grossed domestically 118.4 mil. Internationally, only 99,000.
Well, did not care for Back to the Future overseas. Okay.
No. And then worldwide, it was 118.5 mil. So, internationally, it didn't go so well, which is odd because the first one did really well. So, who knows? So this was actually filmed at the same time as Back to the Future 3, which came out in 90. It was claimed at the time that in the 4 years since Back to the Future was made, Michael J. Fox had forgotten how to ride a skateboard. However, motor skills are not so easily lost as in riding a bike. And Michael J. Fox has since stated that this was an early symptom of his Parkinson's disease, although the medical diagnosis was not made until 91.
That's what I assumed when you said that. Yeah. This probably is related to that.
Yeah. Yep. And then the plot line of George McFly being dead in 85 was actually based entirely on the fact that Crispin Glover refused to do a sequel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to put it next to it. Crispin actually sued the filmmakers as he had not granted permission to use his likeness in part two. His suit named John Doe 1 through 100 as defendants, where he did not have to name all the individuals he was suing. Crispin ended up dropping the lawsuit after the case was settled out of court for $765,000 by Universal's insurance company, who decided it would be cheaper to pay Crispin than go to trial. The Screen Actors Guild subsequently introduced new rules about illicit use of actors.
Look at you, Crispin Glover, changing the landscape.
Yep.
Let's see here. This is the first film appearance of Elijah Wood. I didn't even know he was in it until I saw him on the screen. Right, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Elijah. He's a baby. He plays one of the two video game boys to whom Marty speaks to in Cafe 80s near the start of the film. And then the ledge on the clock tower that Doc broke in Back to the Future is still broken in 2015.
Yep.
And then when 1985 Jennifer discovers herself in the 2015 house, her daughter Marlene is actually played by Michael J. Fox. Did not realize that until this last time I watched it. Appears at the top of the stairs saying, Mom, is that you? This is the same exact line spoken by Marty, also played by Michael J. Fox, in each of the film trilogies when he is knocked out and wakes up in an unfamiliar place.
I never even thought about that until just now.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he always says that.
I had no clue that was Michael.
Didn't tell?
No.
He plays a girl so awkward. The hair flipping and stuff he does, I always just die laughing because I'm like, Michael. It's so funny.
It didn't even dawn on me because I didn't pay attention to her.
She has very manly legs.
She's on very briefly, so it's like you kind of, But she's like, Grandma Lorraine, you know, hi.
That's exactly what she does. I'm like, I guess that's how boys think girls act.
Apparently. Well, I noticed it this time. So when Brett and I were watching it this past week, I'm like, wait, is that Michael? He's like, yeah, did you not know? I'm like, no, I had no idea.
No.
But I don't watch this one very often.
He literally plays three versions of himself.
Yes, which is pretty funny.
That's true.
Anyways,
okay, yes, I am right. I was right. It was the last movie. According to Michael J. Fox, he did not find out there was going to be a sequel to Back to the Future until he watched the VHS version and the words "to be continued" were added at the end of the VHS. So he immediately called his agent to make sure he was going to be in the sequel.
That's
hello
great.
Hi, am I in this?
I see that we're having a sequel. Am I involved? Let's see here. Griff's pitbull hoverboard was originally to be called Mad Dog to foreshadow his ancestor set to appear in Back to the Future 3.
It would have been cool.
I already read about Crispin. Is that your dog or mine?
No, it is mine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mine's in
her crate, so she could be whining.
I don't know what he was doing, but he's calmed down now. So,
astrophysicist Carl Sagan considered this the greatest time travel movie ever made. He praised the accuracy in handling the multi-timelines as what would really happen if travel was possible. In Back to the Future, the game, Carl Sagan is the alias used by Doc Brown when visiting Hill Valley in 1931.
Interesting.
No,
there's a game. Did not know that.
I forgot to mention there is a game that sort of continues the story a little bit. It's interesting.
Interesting. I wish I could play it.
We get to see Doc Brown as a teenager.
Oh, that's fun. That would be fun.
I like that.
Yeah. Just before Marty and Doc leave 2015, there is a shot of the time machine's control panel showing the last of time departed. As November 12, 1955, 6:38 p.m., if they had noticed this, they would have known somebody had used the time machine without them, but they weren't paying attention. Let's see here. When Hill Valley was created for Back to the Future, they built the town in a pristine 1955 condition and shot the middle of the movie, then damaged it for the 1985 town, and then shot the beginning and end of the movie. When they decided to shoot Back to the Future Part 2, they had to clean up the set and restore it to the same condition as it was in 1955. It cost more to rebuild than it cost to build it from scratch.
Wow.
Not surprised.
Yep. So some of the items displayed in the front window of Blast from the Past Antique Store. We are going down this list a little bit. Apple Macintosh with keyboard, Black and Decker Dustbuster and clothes iron. Jaws 2 VHS.
Yep.
Ragnet VHS box. Another National Lampoon Animal Houses. Barbie and Ken dolls. Super Nintendo game Burger Time. Or not Super Nintendo, just Nintendo. Roger Rabbit plush doll, a lava lamp, a JVC television and camcorder, bottles of Perrier water. Don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Inside.
That's a thing.
A comedy album, Trust Me by Hans Peterson, featuring Peterson impersonating Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees album.
Bee Gees, sorry.
I don't know why I said it the way I said it. The presidential album, Freedom's Finest Hour Picture, narrated by Ronald Reagan. Pac-Man Lunchbox. A Mendocino, I don't know what that is, box. Smiley Faces from 72. Orange Bonosphere record player. Jimmy Carter's Peanut Bank. The Grays Sports Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy bust. A rounded white telephone. Weekender AM 62 transistor radio, an RC Pro Am video game box, and Marty's denim jacket.
Oh, I never noticed the jacket before.
Lots I did of not things. Either.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things. And then, of course, I think it's hilarious that they thought there was going to be 19 Jaws movies by the end of 2015.
It's like, ugh. That's a lot of sharks.
I mean, with the amount of sequels where they're making nowadays, I mean, it's not far off to imagine that.
I mean, Jaws only had two, didn't it?
They had like five,
or
I think.
It had five?
I think they had like four. Maybe there was like four or five. I want to say five. Oh. I want to say there were at least four. Like
more than you think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know there's three for sure.
How
I'm pretty sure there's at least four.
How many Jaws movies are there? Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws 3D, Jaws the Revenge, and Cruel Jaws. 75, 78, 83, 87, and 95.
Gotcha. I knew there were at least five.
All together, all four sequels earned $800 million worldwide in box office gross.
Okay. Well.
I mean, we talked about it a few weeks ago. They made like 18 Air Bud movies. So it's like, again.
Right.
You know, not out of the fair. Question.
Yeah, and that was in a much shorter time span. So
exactly.
Yeah. So the tagline for Jaws 19 and apparently 2015 is this time it's really personal. On the marquee is the name of the director, Max Spielberg, executive director Steven Spielberg's son. Mm-hmm. Max was born in June of 85, the same year as the first film in the franchise was released. Spielberg also came up with Marty's response to seeing the hologram. The shark still looks fake, referring to Spielberg's frustration and doubts about Bruce, the mechanical shark in Jaws.
So funny.
Yep. And this was the third highest grossing film in 1989. I wonder what the other ones were. Highest.
Yeah, no idea.
Highest grossing films in 1989. So we were like one in two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait, why is Lethal Weapon here? I'm very confused. I think someone was wrong on IMDb.
Oh, really?
Was Lethal Weapon?
Yes, because Batman was the highest at 251.1 mil. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade was the second one at 197.1. Well, and then Lethal Weapon 147. Wait, how much did this gross? I put it in here. Yeah, 118. Lethal Weapon was 147.2 and Rain Man was 139.6. So yeah,
that's not even in the top five.
Someone was very, very wrong. It was 10. It was in the top 10.
I was saying Ghostbusters 2 came out that year too. Dead Poets Society. What are they doing?
Wait, hold on. 89?
Total
gross. Yeah, it was top 10. Actually, it was number six in total gross.
Oh, in total gross.
Total gross. So total gross, Batman, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Rain Man, Lethal Weapon 2, Look Who's Talking, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and then Back to the Future 2.
I didn't realize Honey, I Shrunk the Kids came out that long ago. Oh.
Yeah.
The 89. First one came out in 89.
I was thinking it was all straight 90s, but nope.
Okay. Friends came out that year too.
I thought Twins was 88.
Apparently it was December 9th of 89.
Look at all these throwback movies on this list.
And Dead Poets Society, When Harry Met Sally.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The Burbs. Oh, my gosh.
Was that 89? I could have sworn that was 88 as well.
I don't know. It's on this list.
Now I'm confused.
Turner and Hooch.
I don't know.
Either way, it's a good year for movies.
Scrooge.
Apparently.
Major League. That was a good movie. Land Before Time.
Oh.
No. Don't want to talk about
all together. That only grossed 48 million. Mm. It was released November 18th. Well, anyways, so IMDb, you were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth highest grossing. Nice try, though.
Rude.
All right, let's get into this movie. It was weird, like a good weird, but weird. Spoilers, but come on, you should know this movie by now if you're listening. So we end the first movie with Doc coming back to the future saying, hey, 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 we got to deal with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the future. And number one, Doc lies to him, says that you guys turn out fine. And they didn't because
they really
Marty
didn't.
Gets fired and mm-hmm. he can't,
yeah.
The whole chicken thing. He doesn't become a musician. It's like,
mm-hmm. No.
He's really kind of thrown his life away at this point.
He's pretty terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, history is repeating itself with Biff's grandchild, Griff, beating up on Marty.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the things. It just, it's that part, that whole thing is just weird.
It's not a good future.
No. No, not at all. And then they go back to 85, and then you got even weirder things happening, like Griff having a casino, and his father's dead, and his mom is married. Oh my gosh! The most normal thing about this movie, it was going back to the 50s.
And we didn't acknowledge one other big change that you just brought up at the beginning. The actress changed, Marty's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Which, who
replaced by Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue is in this one, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's in the third one too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, briefly.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They look similar to me, so it didn't really I always kind of forget.
But I was just makes me laugh that they had to reshoot that entire ending just because they had to switch the actress up. So
I forget the reason why, but
the original actress, her mom was dying of cancer. So she was not acting at that time. This is sad. I know. I was like, poor.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But that's why she did drop out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know how they even put all this together.
Well, they explained it briefly about that, how Marty, he made one bad decision when he was dared to, drag race somebody and he broke his hand and messed him. But they kind of glossed over it. They really didn't emphasize, this is why Marty's life got screwed up,
Well, yeah, no, that's not what I meant. I meant, who sits down and says, okay, I'm going to, I want to know how your mind works where you're able to, go to the future, change this, and then we're going to go back here, and then we're going to go back here. Just the writing process. I want to know how you went through that writing process, because it just blows my mind.
That had to have been a lot of fun. Brainstorm. Just I can imagine the fun they had where it's what if, what can we do with this character given this situation? Biff specifically. We all know the type of person Biff is. What if he had just unrelinquished power?
Mm-hmm. What would the world look like?
What would he look like? And we got to see that.
It was very scary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, on his museum, it was smoking required.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that?
I didn't see that.
Apparently, there is a sign that says smoking required when they walk into the Biff Museum.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I want to make a parallel to Loki. So when I was watching this one, Doc explains the branches. Uh-huh. Be like, when you made that decision, we have a new timeline.
On the chalkboard.
And I'm like, I wonder if Loki's writer was inspired by Doc.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, yeah, this has to be some inspiration for all this junk going on there.
I mean, parallel universes are nothing really new, but seeing that in like the pop culture, Back to the Future was one of the first ones to kind of do that. So,
well, and they actually, like, Loki actually has like, they talk about branches. Like, that's the first time, other than Back to the Future, that I've seen it explained that way or shown that way in it. So I'm like, that's very Back to the Futurist now that I look at it. Because Doc talks about tangent. Like, we've started a branch.
An alternate 1985.
Yeah, very alternate, like scary, ridiculous.
It's terrible.
It's Hill Valley. I can't imagine hell being much worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then they redid the bed scene in a way. He wakes up, he's like, Mom, I had a horrible dream. And he turns on the light and there she is sitting. And I'm like, this is very similar to 1955.
It's very much a callback.
Yes. Yeah.
They do a lot of those throughout these movies.
Mom, you're so big.
It's so funny and awkward. Again, awkward.
Once again, we're going with staring the weird and the awkward.
Oh, and those were actually fate.
Did you look at them? Yes.
Well,
yeah,
yes, but like they molded them from her actual chest.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the movie, she like made sure she took home the only copy of them so no one else could like sell them and do weird things with them.
Ugh.
Smart.
Yes.
So she has unfortunate. To this day. If I was her, I would have destroyed them. But that
I know. I don't think I would have kept it. I think I would have just been like,
what a weird thing to keep in your vault. Like, here's this that I had.
Here's my chest
impression. Here's my implants.
Right. This is what I wore for my ginormous boobs. And Back to the Future, too. Yes. It's
well,
weird.
And how they make... When they age people in these movies, I hate how they age people because they make them look so aged.
Yeah.
Like, it's not graceful. Let me do that. Nah. All of the people, when they age someone, it doesn't, they don't look graceful. It's all old, like wrinkled and old. And I'm like, okay, that might have been the time period.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we don't look like my parents are that age at this point, and they look fantastic.
Yeah, well, the actors themselves are roughly the same. They're that age now.
They don't look that way at all.
Pretty much the same.
No,
yeah.
They don't look that way. At all. Like, what was it? When we were doing the Harry Potter series, like, we compared what, like, they're actually the age they were in the epilogue, and we compared them, and we're like,
same thing.
You don't look that way.
No.
Ugh, I hate that. It just creeps me out, like, seeing the old versions of them. I'm like, I don't like how you age people in these movies.
Age makeup is very weird. Like, we got, that's one thing we haven't really progressed on when it comes to film.
Yeah.
It worked in Captain America in Endgame, in Avengers Endgame, when they saw old Steve Rogers, but other than that.
Yeah, he didn't look creepy because he was supposed to be like 70 or 80 years old.
Yeah. These
people are supposed to be like
in their 50s, 40s and 50s. Yeah.
And then you look like you're 90. Like, this is not right.
Yes. Yeah, it's so true. I do think, I don't know if you saw Oppenheimer, but they do a lot of time jumping. And I think their makeup was pretty good. I'll give them that.
Oh, that's good.
When they switched the, without making them look like stupid old. And then when they were actually really old, you were like, okay, it's appropriate now. So
gotcha.
That's one of the only ones I can think of right now.
And the other thing I can think of is like, well, thinking back on my grandparents when they were in their 60s, because I was alive when they were in their late, like my grandma Krager passed away when she was 69. She did look like she was older than 69. But they did go through a lot, and they smoke. Everyone was smoking. Everyone was doing
which so ages,
it
doesn't
age you more. But I'm just like, it just creeps me out now because that's not how it is anymore. Because we're a lot more self-conscious about those things. A lot of America either takes care of themselves or they do plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on this movie?
Love you, Dan. You got a manifesto for this one?
Probably would have had a bigger one if I had taken more time, but it's definitely, I'd say it's my second favorite. The first one's definitely my favorite. This is my second favorite. I like that there's so many different atmospheres in this movie. Like it doesn't feel like different movies, but also kind of does a little bit, you know, like between the future and the alternate 1985 in the past. I don't know. I just think it's, you're right, it's weird, but like good weird. It's different weird. You know, it's definitely a glimpse into like I guess it's sort of a trend now that you see on kind of Instagram where it's like retro futurism, where it's like people are showing artwork that was a 1980s or 50s depiction of what they thought the future would look like at the time.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of that. Like what we see in the future is like, this is what they imagined the future looking like in 1985.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I wish we had hoverboard technology, like hovering technology. I would be okay with that.
Like, how cool are those?
Yeah. They did get a few things right. I mean, the video phones, right? FaceTime. Yeah. That's a thing.
True. Yes.
You know, what else? Like, I'm sure they had like little devices that they had, you know?
Metrics to open doors and stuff. It's not a norm at homes, but it is a thing. I mean, now I have a key lock. Like, I don't have a key lock anymore. I have a touch screen to get into my apartment.
Exactly.
They just put them in. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I want my key back.
And we were talking about in the last episode, the fact that there were that 80s nostalgia existed.
Yes.
There 2015. Like, 80s nostalgia is very much a thing right now.
It is a thing.
It is. 80s, 90s, and actually some 2000s is coming into the fashion world again.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't like it. They brought back the flares, and I'm not happy.
No, all I can
remember is like water soaked up to my knee.
I'm not doing it. Nope.
I don't know how many jeans.
Just don't bring back baggy jeans. I never liked those.
Oh, they're back.
Are they back?
Yeah. They're back.
I'm good. I'm good. I'll stick with the skinnies.
Yeah, some people aren't even selling skinnies anymore.
Yeah, Air Apostle does. That's where I get mine.
That's good to know. I need to find a new shop because Maurice's is not selling skinnies anymore, and I am not wearing flares.
Yeah.
No.
I feel that.
Or boot cut or whatever else they have. I don't want to wear mom jeans. There's a reason why we didn't wear the mom jeans, because they are mom jeans.
Yeah, we didn't like them back then. We don't like them now.
Nope.
Well, and I've seen some TikToks of these girls who were wearing the mom jeans. They're like, and they're starting to realize why we didn't wear mom jeans. They're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be wearing these. I'm like, no, you really shouldn't.
They're
mom jeans.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Perspective is weird.
It's just weird that it came. But it was the 70s were a thing when we were in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah,
and
70s our parents are like,
ugh.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember taking heat for wearing bell bottoms. I mean, I never wore them, but like a lot of people I knew were wearing bell bottoms and they took heat for it. They're like, oh, that's from my age. And blah, 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 blah.
I didn't wear bell bottoms, but I wore the
definitely wore flares.
Flares.
Our What's version
the,
of
yeah.
it.
What's the difference?
Not really
bell
much.
Bell bottoms are like,
these are smaller. Are like, yeah. It's not much of a difference to really be fair, but it is.
I mean, that's what I always called them. I always called them bell bottoms.
Yeah, just bell bottoms, versions. Like from what I understand, are like skinny, skinny, skinny.
Gotcha.
And then flares are skinny, skinny, skinny.
Just a gentle,
like a smaller,
gentle,
a gentle food. Sorry.
All right.
This conversation. Okay.
I am slap happy, and I don't know why. Good thing it's our last episode for the day.
I guess
we're great.
Well, I still have to do my own episode, so that's fun.
Oh, you're going to actually do an episode this week?
Yeah, I kind of kicked myself. I'm like, I thought I did. I like planned it out, and then it just all went to hell in a handbasket. So,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I kicked myself last week. It'll be fine.
Okay.
I know.
It just makes me laugh. I just love to give you crap.
I know. I like to give myself crap too. I like look. I'm like, oh, I need to record that. Oh, I need to record that. Oh, I need to record that. Ah, crap!
I can't even judge you.
Saturday.
You know, like which episode was it when I was releasing? Was it who did I forget? Air Bud. Could not figure out why the numbers were not adding up, and I was like, you know how many times I started and stopped editing it, and I was like, this isn't the right one. I was like, what am I forgetting? I had to go find the episode list. And I was like, oh, I forgot about Air Bud. Where's the recording for? You could not figure out what I was supposed to be editing and releasing. No. So I feel it. I feel the struggle.
Sometimes when you do too many things, sometimes something has to take a back seat.
It's true.
Sadly, my episode took a back seat.
I get it. Yeah, it happens.
It doesn't help that I'm also trying to plan a wedding and the work is crazy. And a lot of things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Work is ridiculous right now, but it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I only got one more month of the ridiculous, and then I can go back to normal. I just got you smiling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, I'd say this is my third favorite. I like the Wild West one.
I feel that.
But I also loved Wild West things when I was younger because of horses.
I can see that. I can see that.
Like, if you want to, if one of these shaped my childhood or like was fed into my childhood, the third one.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. Third one was a good one. Third one had probably, in my opinion, had the best climax other than the first one.
Mm, yes.
Like the train chase at the end, like, still gives me that just explosive tension.
Yeah. I love that the train becomes the time traveling machine.
Right? Mm-hmm. So cool.
It makes me happy.
So cool.
But third one. I love the third one. I'm really excited to talk about it next week. I was like kind of sad when I realized we weren't going to be talking about it this morning. Yes. When I said something about Echo 2 days ago, I'm like,
Not yet.
Yeah, Brett was like, he's like, we haven't watched the third one. Did you watch it? I'm like, no, because we're not talking about it tomorrow. I got 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, at least I can watch it with you. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, whatever.
I guess. No, I want to watch it with him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this one was, this one puts me on it. Like, it makes me feel trippy.
Same. Well,
that's a lot going on.
Well, it's a lot of just, just repeating a lot of the same things, like going back into the 50s and then revisiting the whole Johnny B. Goode scene.
Oh, like, that's fun to revisit.
From a different perspective.
I'm okay with revisiting that scene.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like when you realize how much is actually at stake here. Like, there's so much tension. Like, he has to avoid being seen. He has to make sure, you know, Biff's guys don't jump other Marty. He has to make sure his parents stay together. Like, there's so much.
He has to make sure Biff doesn't see
Biff doesn't see him. Exactly. Like,
oh my gosh. Well, I love the scene. He's in the principal's office and Doc's like, well, where's Biff right now? He's like, I don't know. And then
going on and on about it.
It's like happening. It literally happening. Yeah, it's like, literally happening.
It's like, hello.
Right.
Oh, poor 17-year-old boy doesn't know what he's doing.
And what kills me, too, is the whole time he's in Biff's car talking on
the radio.
Oh, my God. How did you not hear this? He's right.
He's not even whispering.
There. He's talking so loud. And Biff's just, like, messing with the radio. I'm like, bro.
I mean, Biff is not the brightest person in the world.
Clearly.
But.
Oh my gosh, when that scene started and he started talking, I'm like, what the heck? And I start going on. Brett's like, just watch the movie. I'm like, what? Like, I went on a tirade. This is ridiculous. He would have heard him the very first time the radio went off.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, it's, yeah, that's why
I get annoyed with obvious plot things.
Mm-hmm.
That is an obvious plot. That's
wrong. Well, I guess, like Dan said, we're just supposed to assume Biff is that stupid, I guess.
Well, I know, like, he turned on the radio, but come on.
It was not that loud.
It was not that loud. And you're in a tunnel. Things are echoing. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Now I'm all worked up. Thanks for bringing this.
You're welcome. Happy to help. Yeah.
Oh, no, goodness gracious. It's all right. What else happened? Like, the whole 50 scene, like, was good. It frustrated me because there were so many of those where I'm like, you should know what's going on. He's way there. You just lived through this, like, less than a week ago. Like, come on.
I mean, again, how he literally just went 30 years into the future and then to a horror show of his own hometown and then 30 years into the past. I mean, I think he's a little disjointed. Like, it's like jet lag, but for the space-time, you know, metaphysical world.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, he's disjointed. He's gone all over the place, but it's just, as an outsider looking in, you're like, you would think you would know, you would remember these things, but we were never in that situation, and we'll never be in that situation because it's not real.
True.
At least not yet.
True.
Who knows?
Not that we know of. Not that we know of.
Maybe by we're 80. 50 years in the future. Actually, that'd be almost 90.
Ew.
Why?
I don't even think about tomorrow at this point. And you're talking about 50 years. No, thank you.
Okay, I'm just going to shut up. Anything else?
Um, Oh, yeah. Here's a fun little trivia. Biff's grandma, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, how he lives with grandma.
Yeah.
Also played by Tom Wilson. The voice.
He did the voice. I didn't realize
that. He did the voice
that's
of his
hilarious.
Own grandma.
I did not realize that. Okay.
That's another character that's had to play so many different versions of himself. Like, he does not get enough credit for his acting.
Oh, he's
I was
a
thinking
great
that
actor.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Like, his dumb self, his dumb mm-hmm. grandkid self, his wiser
self,
old self,
right?
his
mm-hmm. evil
his
self.
Jerk mm-hmm. evil self.
Yeah.
So many versions.
And he always nails it.
Oh, every time.
You can distinctly pick them each out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we got to see where he came from and hearing his grandma. I'm like, okay, now we know why Biff's the way he is. Like, right. Listen to his grandma and how he talks to her
uh-huh.
and how she talks to him. Like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. this makes sense.
Don't forget to shut off the garage light.
Like, part of me wonders, like, if he actually found like a nice girl who would like not fight back, but
kind of
call him out
place.
On his crap.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, if he actually was a sweetheart underneath it all.
See, I would say that, but then you think about what he did in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he tried to do to Lorraine.
I said if.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's anything
he
with
was also
about
drinking.
Him. True, but still.
That's
I'm not condoning what he did. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I was. Somebody commented.
It's that girl fix it problem thing we have. We like want to fix them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody commented, somebody was watching, I was watching one of those reaction videos, and they were saying, like, I mean, aside of being a legit garbage human being, like, if he wasn't, like, if he was actually a decent person, Biff would kind of be the golden child of the school, because mm-hmm. he's tall, he's built, mm-hmm. he's broad,
yeah.
he's charismatic,
he's
handsome, he's mm-hmm. funny, like, if he was actually a good person, like, he could pretty much get any girl he wanted, like,
yep.
you know, he'd be very, very popular.
Alas, and Lorraine probably would have had a good marriage.
Yeah. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Alas, he is an awful person.
He is.
Yeah.
But, oh, and we forgot. Did you guys know Billy Zane is randomly in this movie as one of
yes.
his lackeys?
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mm-hmm. look like him at all. Like, I was staring at him like, that's Zane? He's like, yeah, that's Zane. I'm like, no,
yep.
not. He's like, yeah. I'm like, that does not look like Billy Zane at mm-hmm. all.
Yeah, he's in the past. He
Zane.
Shows up in the past too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, how does he change clothes so fast? Yeah.
I love Billy Zane. He was in some Charmed episodes, and he just makes me happy.
He's great. I wish he would act again. I miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved him in The Phantom. I loved him in a bunch of different things.
I don't think I ever watched like Phantom of the Opera.
No, the comic book Phantom character, like purple attire.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. I never saw that.
Yeah. In Titanic. I liked him in Titanic.
I liked him in Titanic, too,
right.
even though
yeah.
he was a butthead.
He was a butthead, but
well,
he...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was the time period. It is mm-hmm. what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it
What's
is.
What's his face? Stole his woman. I'd be mad, too.
It's a fair point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't like that movie, but you know.
Here we go.
I was avoiding the topic because I knew we were going to very easily go into a Titanic tangent.
Ashley doesn't
that.
Like the Titanic.
I liked
it. Listen, when you had a specific person in our lives talk about it 24/7 in art class and how romantic it was, and we were in fifth grade, of course I'm not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. It is romantic.
We were in fifth grade.
So? I was romantic when I was, like, in that age, kind of.
If you knew this girl, you'd be annoyed like I am.
Maybe.
No. She's, like, think of, like, the annoying Southeastern girls who would wake up at 5 a.m. to look absolutely perfect and was only there to find their husband.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. That's her.
I still adore Titanic, though.
I think it's really cool to watch for the historical feast of it, but there's too many plot holes in the love story. That was not real.
Okay.
We could do a whole episode on that. I'd be curious to actually explore this at some point. That'd be an interesting episode.
We are going to add Titanic
to
the list.
Year.
Why not?
It'll have to be next year.
We'll force Ashley
already
to watch it. Yeah, I don't think we have room this
year.
We're going to force you to watch it.
I watched it.
Just because...
I have watched it from start to end.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
It was in my basement. I feel like it was with the girls, but I don't remember. It might have been with her.
Probably.
Ugh. Well, at least I have a year before we have to worry about that. Because our whole calendar is already full.
Yeah, true. I think so. Mm-hmm.
True.
Anywho. Anything else about Back to the Future 2?
Honestly, my final thoughts on it, like, the whole saga, really, but I realized it when I was watching this movie specifically, like, I'd say top three non-romantic fantasies of mine is to live the life that Marty lived.
Yeah,
everything. Like, you know, we all have fantasies, but anytime you think fantasies, you think of, like, your crush or, you know, something you would do, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like anything that doesn't involve a crush or just involves, like, if I could actually step into Marty's shoes and, like, have all the adventures he had in that universe, that's, like, best thing that would ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. The fictional worlds that I would step into are for adventures, but also my crushes in them. So do I have one without a crush? I don't know if I do. Because one of them's Potter.
Mm.
The other one's Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Legolas. Mm-hmm. The only thing I like, I'm attracted to Orlando Bloom. But those are the only two Thompson, big ones.
But we already went through that.
Yeah. We did.
Mm-hmm. Probably Star Wars, because there's no, like, crush. I don't have any crush in Star Wars. That would be the one.
No?
Except there's nobody to, like, jump in their shoes. I would just jump into the world. I mean, I love Han Solo, but I never had, like, a huge crush on him.
Gotcha.
Hmm. Okay.
No, I like the weird ones. Remember, like, I'm obsessed with death.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a fantasy about jumping into a story, Sammy?
I mean, it would just be probably Harry Potter. But not a crush thing or anything. Yeah, just because I'm like, who doesn't want to be in Harry Potter?
This is true.
I want to do all
this. You're not wrong. I am living that through my Harry Potter video game that I still am playing. Oh my God, there's so many hours in that. Mm-hmm. I've had it a year and there's way too many hours that I've put into it.
Mm-hmm.
My brother just got it. So he's like, now like, hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? The other day, Brett's like, well, would you then play it on PS5 if you had the chance to do it on PS5? I'm like, well, yeah, but I just did it all on Xbox. So why would I do it on PS5? He's like, to get all the achievements. I'm like, do you know how many hours I'll have to put in to get all the achievements like I just did on this one?
Mm-hmm.
He's enabling me. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing.
Seems like it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's wrap up. Well, Pixie Dusters, I hope you enjoyed this episode as well. Next week, we will be back for Back to the Future 3 in the trilogy. Mm-hmm. And that will be the last one for the Back to the Future month.
Yep.
Because then we're starting Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
So join us next week. I think, is it this weekend that we're going to be at PopCon?
I don't know. What is this weekend, real life?
I don't know. Well, no, what real is life this? Is we're in February.
No, I mean, like, in podcast
life.
April
looking.
10th. No. Right? No, it's still a couple weeks away.
Yeah, 10th. So we have, so 27th and 28th, we will be at PopCon.
Mm-hmm. In Indiana. Yep.
Yes. Sweet. In my lovely Midwestern crappy weather state.
Yes.
Because it snowed on me last night.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anywho, bye, Pixie Dusters.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.